Hello, and welcome to One Guy Real Questions, Episode 3. I'm sitting here with the one and only Jared motherfucking Galoniak.
What the fuck is up?
He is my cousin, sadly, but besides eating pierogies, he's not that bad of a guy. 1 out of 10 times, he's not that bad. We're both Polish. I just got the big head. He got the small, but yeah. Today, we will be talking about bowling, some questions Jared shall answer, and whatever comes up, comes up. I heard a rumor that you got your ass beat freshman year with some bowling shoes. Is that true?
Yeah. Freshman year, we had like a little initiation by the upperclassmen.
What size shoes were they?
To be honest, they were some big motherfuckers.
So like 13s?
Like 12s, 13s, some shit like that. But yeah, they took us into the locker room and before coach got there and pretty much held us down and just hit us with fucking bowling shoes.
I mean, honestly, I did not know there was a locker room at the bowling alley.
Yeah, there's like three of them actually, but it's kind of ridiculous. Like, I don't know. You just, like, Cabrera pulls up and...
Okay, so like step by step, like you just, were you already in the locker room?
We got there. They called us in there. We didn't know what was happening. One person hopped up from behind the door, pretty much.
So it was just like, it just happened. It just happened.
Yeah, it just happened.
It was like
I was expecting it to happen.
You know? It was like, I'll give a little shout out to Isaiah Velez because he gave me a little shout out the other day on Facebook. But
saw that on his live.
Yeah. Area 23 out there. I'm pretty sure you shoved his finger up my ass at least once because all those upperclassmen would do that. They'd turn off the lights and attack somebody.
I didn't get a finger up my ass.
You never got, that was just me?
Yeah, that's just you. I don't think that many people.
That's okay.
That,
it's all right.
Yeah, we'll go to the next.
Okay. So you're just sitting there, and then the upperclassmen just came in with some. Oh, you weren't in there already.
I was waiting to get ready to bowl, and they're like, "Jared, come in here." I walk in, and someone pops out from behind the door and fucking tackles me. And next thing you knew, I was getting fucking hit with a bowling shoe.
Where?
I got hit in
the ass.
The ass. I got hit in the face once because, but he didn't. He threw it.
Oh, okay.
In the face.
Makes sense.
Good
catch. Good catch.
Yeah, it was real nice. I had a fucking footprint on my face for a little while.
Ouch.
Yeah, it didn't feel great, but I don't know. You know, you're going to Francais, right?
Yes, sir.
So, you ever experienced any initiation like that with track?
No. I joined about 3 weeks late due to my parents not having what's it called? What's that shit like? Insurance. I didn't have insurance. I didn't have insurance for like 2 months. I didn't even know. I show up. They're like, man, you don't got insurance. You can't run. So I had to go out and get my own. I had to go and get insurance myself.
So you have your own insurance.
I have my own insurance
now.
So
you're paying for your own
insurance? I hope not. I don't even know how that shit works. They're like, hey, you can run now. I'm like, okay. I didn't even look into it. Shit. Fuck it. I don't even care. But no, I don't know if I joined late, but I never had to deal with anything. I've seen a few dicks in my days. Dan, I've seen Dan's Schmenia before. Good solid 7.5 soft. I'm proud of you, Dan. Some cross country boys, smallest dicks. Distance does not do well with
jumpers. Have the smallest dicks.
Jumpers do not have the smallest dicks.
They
thank you.
Foreskin.
Back to bowling. what goes through your mind before you throw a bowling ball? Because when I bowl, you and me bowl differently.
Yeah.
Because you know how to bowl. I know how to throw shit straight. So when I bowl, I line up, I put the ball up. I'm like, damn, this shit smells weird. I go down and I whip that shit as hard as I fucking can down the middle. And hopefully, in my head, I'm like, if I throw it hard enough, the pins will fall over.
Yeah, but in all honesty, there's no need for speed. Like,
there's no need for speed?
No. You don't need to throw it fast at all.
I'd be whipping that shit. I'd be finding the heaviest ball I can, and I throw it as hard as I can.
Yeah. You just got to kind of get up there and just fucking like relax, and just fucking set it.
Now, how do you... Okay, I've always been curious because I don't know how to spin a bowling ball. I always see people do it, and I
don't
know how to do it.
You spin it. It just comes out your hand right.
What do you mean, out your hand right?
I don't know how to fucking explain it.
Like, do you twist your fucking wrist when you throw it?
You start with it straight, and you fucking release it like you're shaking hands with someone. That's the best way to do it.
I don't know how you shake hands. I hate you. I don't know how you shake hands, but I shake hands differently.
I'll show you how I shake hands.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Shake my hand?
That's how you shake hands.
Everyone, he just put his penis in my fucking hands.
I definitely did not do that.
So going on to the Q&A part, I did post on my Snapchat, people who can come in, people who can go on my YOLO and ask Jared Galoniak questions. Some of the questions were not appropriate at all. I'm very upset. It was kind of funny, though. The first question we're going to do is, his dick long, though, ... would you like to say something about that?
Thank you.
I would like to say that was probably a guy that said it.
Yeah, there are some people.
Okay, real question though. How many guys do you think in Dunkirk High School or the college right now have seen your dick? I can say proudly,
Are you?
At least at least 6 guys have seen my penis.
In college, I'm going to say a total of 0.
Oh, that's gay.
I'm sorry. But high school, I mean, probably all the cross-country boys, because we all lived together for a fucking week.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean.
Yeah, you physically raped Nelson that one day. He was so mad at you.
He didn't swing at me, did he?
No, he didn't swing. He pushed you off.
He did.
The situation.
I don't remember the situation.
I'll explain the situation. I was laying on my bed, sore after the first run.
Miracle were trying to massage him?
No, it was just you.
When we were rubbing his
fucking it was out. No, it was on his bed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it was just you. It was just you, though. So what happened was I was laying on my bed tired. What time we run? Like 6:30 in the morning?
Yeah, we woke up.
I ran about like 6-7 miles, 6:30 in the morning. I was dead tired. I was trying to have a nap. And they're being mad loud. Next thing you know, I look over and Nelson's like, Jared, get off me. And he was trying to give Nelson a massage, you know, friendly, I don't think Nelson asked for it.
No, but me and Miracle were like the massage therapist there. Just kind of
for all the men. There's not one female you gave a massage to at the camp.
Not allowed in the females' rooms. So
that sounds like an excuse to me. But you're drinking that soda like you never had sugar before.
I haven't. I'm fucking my blood
sugar. You're fiending? All right. Right now. Okay, Grandma. Okay. You know, they said they want to listen to it, Grandma and Grandpa. Oh, my grandfather said, where can I hear this at? I'm like, unless you want to hear about my foreskin and what sex I like watching, then I would recommend you don't listen to it. He's like, what do I listen to it on?
Yeah, he's a Papa Ken freak.
Papa Ken want that. That's why they had a waterbed, you know, to keep the action alive after being married that long.
I don't want
to
hear about their waterbed issues.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, the next question is, how does it feel getting punched in the face by a black man? Go USA. Go. Where'd he go? Navy? No, Marines.
Marines. Yeah. He's doing real well for himself.
I'm proud of him. I'm very proud, Cody. If you ever listen to this,
good for you. I'm real proud of you.
Yep.
Definitely doing good things.
You could probably dunk on me right now.
He definitely probably could dunk.
He could.
He'd probably yam on us.
Too. He would yam on my fucking cock.
No, it was a bad experience.
Was it like an eye opener?
I grew.
You grew.
I grew. That's all I'm
going to
say.
That's good. Okay. Next question. Oh, it's just a statement. It says, Jared, mad annoying. I shall say yes. You are fucking annoying sometimes. Like the other day at work, you were being a dog shit employee.
I'm a fucking good ass.
You're a fucking suck at. You fucking suck. You fucking suck at McDonald's. Okay, you can't drop fucking meat, nigga. If quarter comes up, ding, 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 you got to drop quarter.
That shit don't ding, 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 ding. Oh my sometimes.
God. ESPN type shit, nigga. That shit be back there. Listen. And I will say, I'm taking a quarter pounder. You won't drop it. Okay, I'll have the sandwich made, waiting for the meat, and then you'll finally drop it.
In my defense, it takes almost, a minute and a half to make a freaking quarter? We have fresh meat at McDonald's.
67 seconds, it's not that fresh. You need to understand, Jared, that you don't drop it right away. Why don't you drop it right away? Do you understand how much work I do at McDonald's? What you do?
I had to go into the bathroom.
Was it when I was working? You clean up puke?
Yeah.
I was there. Okay, but before you came back to tell us there was puke, you took 13 minutes in the bathroom.
It was not 13 minutes.
It was 13. I was watching the clock because I was talking shit.
Because there was 2 little kids in there. Listen.
Fingering your butthole?
No, listen. Both of the...
Oh, is that the underage thing? The kids in the bathroom?
Both of the toilets were clogged.
Okay.
So there was literally...
That's the point where you shit in the urinal. I've not done that. I've seen people do it. Shut up. I've seen it done in high school, though.
All I'm saying is that there's 4 people waiting in line for the urinal. So, I'm waiting in line, whatever. I go to the bathroom, it's whatever. Then I look at the toilets, because I was wondering if someone was in there or not. I went and checked.
Between you and me, how long were you on your phone before you even relieved yourself? Because I'm on my phone before I even get to the bathroom.
I'm going to be real with you. When I go to the bathroom, it's usually...
At work. This is at work.
This is at work, yeah. It's probably 3 to 5 minutes. Not probably 3 minutes on my phone.
I would say... On a Sunday shift, I'll sit there for at least 10 minutes on my phone.
It depends on how busy.
Because I'm maintenance on Sunday.
Sometimes I'm an asshole and I go to that.
Sometimes
for dinner.
That's okay. 7 out of 10 chances.
I'm a terrible fucking employee. I really, I love working at McDonald's because it's McDonald's and I get paid outrageously. We get paid too much.
If people really are looking for a job,
work
at fast food.
Fast food, you get paid 13 cents.
Well, it really depends because our managers are different than other managers. Okay, I'm not going to name them. We should not name them. We should not talk about work too long. 9 out of 10 managers, I love them all. There's one I really don't like. What? Who don't you like? Wait. Look at you can just not say it.
That, there's one of them that's going through something right
you
now.
You can say it, but not say
she's
it.
She's been a little emotional.
You can.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So let's switch the subject.
Let's. Yeah.
Okay. So
definitely
work is work. Okay. At
he's
least
a better employee than me.
I'm a hard worker.
He doesn't have the.
What? Why don't I have
you
that?
Don't
you have
the skills that I have. In
what
food?
The fuck do you mean? I don't have the skills that. What? What do you have that I don't have? What? A beard, nigga? What? What's the thing that you have that... Okay, that little peach fuzz. My ball sack has more hair than that. What can you do at McDonald's that I can't do? Besides slack off.
You don't plunge toilets like me, nigga.
What you... I clean the bathrooms every Sunday. Every Sunday, I clean the bathroom.
How many toilets I plunge? Puke? I mean...
Okay, but how many times was that you that did it, though?
I don't fucking... I don't yak that often.
Okay, next question. It says, if you could have... Okay, if you can only have... one sex position for the rest of your life, what position would it be? Can I answer first? All right, I'm gonna answer first. If I could only have one sex position for the rest of my life, since I'm a virgin right now, I'm 19 years old, I'm
so
a virgin.
That's what I'm struggling with, because that's like, I don't know any of the sex positions.
I feel like if I take it, then I'm still a virgin, right?
Yeah, I haven't been in that situation either, though.
Oh.
But you take
okay.
it from...
So my favorite position, not to watch, but to perform, is missionary. I want her to trap me. Like legs wrapped around me like a pretzel, okay. And then I want to have the fear of children.
Oh, okay. So I want
a virgin still. I'm still a virgin, yes, okay. But that's my favorite position. I want that fear, so when I am at the top of the steps with her, little push I want to give just in case.
The virginity rocks. Shout out getting
nothing. Yeah, I wear that t-shirt earlier when I worked out. I love that t-shirt. I love working out in that t-shirt. The t-shirt's so like nice. It's not cotton. I hate working out in cotton. Yeah, I can't. That shit sucks. But yeah, missionary, trap me in that bitch. Your turn. Wait, let me guess first. You're one of those like, oh, you want to tie that bitch up to the ceiling type shit.
Oh, hold on.
You want that bitch hanging from the fucking rafters, bro.
Not no bondage shit like that. I don't know.
No?
Listen,
some chains?
I'm a virgin, so I really, I don't know a lot of sexual positions minus, you know, there's been some things that's, you know, visualized.
But in person or over the web?
I'm over the interweb.
Oh my God, dude. Before I had a phone, I had a PSP.
I think you told me this story.
I have it somewhere in my mother's house. If I go on my PSP right now, there's like 6 downloaded videos because I didn't have good internet. So I would download it. It would take like 20 minutes to download and then I would just watch it on my PSP.
Was it Efren that was in the first episode that watched it on his flat screen TV his living room?
I don't even think we talked about that.
He didn't talk about it, but I think he told me before that
I watched tits fucking fly on my TV before, like a flat screen.
Yeah.
Like, have you done that?
No, I have not.
You're a fucking liar. You're a fucking liar. That's dog shit. You're dog shit.
See, in all honesty, my TV's far away from my bed, so having my iPad close.
Dude, when Efren said he stands up to masturbate, I was crying.
I'm stover and shit.
All right, to take a little break before Jared says this actual position he likes. Our sponsorship today is a self-made company right here in the heart of Dunkirk, New York. Our own Nelson Rosario has created one of the easiest ways to shop for your loved ones in today's market. His website is called beautybeyond.co. You can go there to buy your girlfriend, boyfriend, your toaster oven, whatever the thing you have sex with wants to identify as. Cheap stuff like a necklace, a ring, a really beautiful flower. The cheapest thing I think is what, like $15?
$15.
The most expensive is like $26.
26,
shipping's
like
easy.
That.
It's really the setup. It's set up perfectly. Everything to set up, start to finish. Very easy setup website. It's very beautiful stuff. Shout out to Nelson Rosario. You should check it out, please. All right. So your favorite sex position. I see you looked it up.
Yeah.
Did you look it up?
I wanted to show you a picture of it.
Because it's called the butter.
It's called the butter turner.
Butter. Wait. Let me see this.
It's not in the butt.
I've seen a video like that before. No.
Sure that
I've seen a video like
I that. Heard that would be
the title of that one was Stepro. Wait. No.
And here's here's how to. Should I give them a how to so that they understand what
I want you to explain step by step what this sex position is, since it's your favorite.
So the first thing you do is you're gonna lie on your back with your legs raised, this is the female, and folded over, pretty much like your knees towards your shoulders. And then your partner is going to pretty much squat and penetrate you.
Okay, can that be done anally, though? Real question. Has anyone ever asked you to do that? And or have you ever done it?
I'm a virgin.
That doesn't matter. Butt stuff doesn't count.
but I will refuse to do butt stuff.
Google it. Butt stuff
but
does not count.
Dry fast eat ass.
Dry fast eat ass.
Dry fast eat ass.
If a girl, okay, how much would you have to get paid to eat a girl's ass? Like, realistically, she's hot. She's a model.
Like, we talking out of shower?
I'm talking.
Or like, after I'm, no, a hot steamy shit.
Let me. Damn.
I'm talking like
okay,
15.
Let me explain the scenario. Okay, let's hear it. She just got done with a 2 mile run. It's 103 degrees outside. She wears sweatpants. She's in her room. Room's hot, man. She's already underneath the blankets.
How hot?
The room is at least like 86 degrees. 86. It is fucking steamy. The windows are already foggy. Okay. Only thing she's done is breathe. She's under the blankets, booty hole naked. But you haven't touched her yet. She gets up to go take a shower. There's sweat stains on the blankets. She's that sweaty already. You bring her back and say, let me eat that sweaty asshole, baby. Would you do it?
No.
How much does someone have to pay you to do that nasty shit?
Honestly,
$5?
No. Devin, how much would it cost you?
Oh.
I want to hear you.
Okay. Okay. Is she shaved out? Wax. Is she waxed?
It's completely, there's no hair.
No hair.
Maybe a bleached asshole.
Bleached,
for you.
Oh, I want to get bleach on my lips, though. That's the only problem I have. I don't want to get bleach in my mouth. Yep. You know what? I can't do it then if there's bleach involved. No. Sorry. So,
so there's no bleach involved.
Wait. So in the next subject, we're going to be talking about throwing up at parties. Me personally, I've not thrown up yet, but I don't think I've ever drank enough to throw up. But I've heard that you have thrown up on a couple occasions.
Two, three occasions. I went to a party at Brockport.
Oh, yeah. Nelson goes to Brockport.
Nelson does go to Brockport.
I'm sorry, Nelson. I'm still upset that you left me and went to Brockport. You should be running for Fredonia State like I am.
You should be.
I still love you as a sister, but not as a brother. You lost that. Yeah, PP. PP. PP gone.
PP gone.
Good website, though. Beautybeyond.co.
Beautybeyond.co. Shit's real. Yeah, I went to Brockport and...
Was it like one of the first parties or...
No, this was 6-7 weeks into college. Okay. This wasn't the first time I threw up, but this was the worst experience. Went out to Brockport, and I had a little bit much.
Well, since you always tell us you don't drink, what were you drinking today?
That day I was drinking...
I'm a vodka guy.
That day, no. You're a Mike's guy.
I drink half of the bottle of Mike's, and then I pour the... There's Mike's in there. There's Mike's
yes,
in there.
I know.
Not Mike's. No. There's Mike's in there, and then vodka. Yeah, not in there. You know where I am. Try to find it, motherfuckers.
Look up again. That day was some spiked Seagrams.
I don't know what those taste like. I only know what like Mike's taste like.
It's pretty much, but they're like 9% alcohol. It's pretty much like a Mike's.
So I what I do is I drink half a Mike's and then I fill up the rest with vodka. So it's like a mixture. I'm mixing it with alcohol.
Yeah, I mixed everything that day. I funneled some bag wine.
I've never had wine before. Well, I did actually. Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
A few years ago. She had it in one thing. I've had wine, yes.
So, funneled some bag wine and shotgunned a few, you know. It was whatever, like nothing really big.
Now, when you shotgun, do you just know it's going to get messy?
I don't really make a mess. I'm not.
I've seen a lot of people do shotguns where they do it in like 5 seconds, but then there's beer everywhere.
I probably do it in about 5-6 seconds. One of my friends actually.
Is beer sticky?
When it dries, yeah. It dries. It's gross.
Like if you get like beer on your clothes.
Beer's,
and then...
beer's gross in general. I don't like beer. But that night.
You're good.
I went and got. I drank a little bit much. And I ended up puking and falling asleep.
Wait, what's a little bit much?
Too much.
Was this like an Efren situation where you throw up and then sleep in your own puke?
No, I didn't sleep in my own puke. I threw up. Actually, I laid down, fell asleep, woke up, pulled the trigger.
What's pulled the trigger?
You take your fingers and shove it down your throat.
Oh, so you forced yourself to throw up.
I tried to
do that once to leave school. I got so pissed off in school. I was like, I could make myself throw up. I was so confident.
You could just tell the nurse that you wanted to throw, that you threw up, and she doesn't need to see it.
This was before she had a crush on me, the nurse.
You guys were head of something.
Yeah, so I was thinking in my head, I put like half a finger in my mouth. Like I couldn't even get halfway. I was like, no, I should just tell her my head hurts. Ice pack the whole rest of the day.
Yeah.
I was so sad.
So I pulled trigger on that and then I fell asleep and I woke up and it was me laying on this bed. And then I woke up. And
whose bed was it?
Some random guys at this house. The party was at.
Nice.
Woke up and there was like three or four girls just staring at me. And I was like, where the hell am I? And she's like, they're like, Brockport. I'm like, oh, okay. And then, yeah, that was, it was not okay. And then I had to walk back to dorms, which I don't know who I was staying with then. I was staying with Nelson.
Oh, yep. Okay. I know Nelson's very like clean and stuff like that. I've never really seen Nelson drunk. So I always wonder what he would do in that situation.
And if he was in the situation I was in, because he wasn't as bad as I was.
Yeah.
If he was in the
situation, he really knows how to handle himself.
He does. He's probably handles. I don't think he handles alcohol the best, but he handles himself in general the best.
His time management's shit though.
Nelson, you have no time management.
But if someone does order something from Beauty Beyond at CEO, your order will come soon. Yep. It's not going to take long at all.
Quick as hell. Like Jimmy John's, freaky fast.
Speaking about freaky fast, how long do you last? Not by your own hand.
Well, I'm a virgin, so I would.
Fuck, I keep forgetting we're both virgins. Okay, by your hand then.
Probably like six.
Wait, let me explain. 6 seconds?
Six strokes.
All right, let me explain the situation. You already woke up.
Woke up.
Half chub. No, full chub.
Full chub.
Blanket's not even on you anymore. That's how much of a chub you have. You just, like, you take it out and it hits your belly button. Like, how many strokes into that already prepared?
Am I watching something or am I just imagining?
Let's say you have a saved picture of a screenshot of a model on Instagram. So not porn, but, like, it's like magazine porn. Like, just a little cleavage.
Am I, like, in need of a good busting or am I
just... No, you're just hard.
I'm just hard. Probably like 7.
I have like record time of like under a minute. If I'm ready, I can go under a minute or I can go like 45 minutes.
I'm pretty sure your first guest, Efren, holds the record for the fastest though.
What is the fastest?
He told me that it was either him or Trevor Skelly, but you should have Trevor as a guest at some point.
Trevor, if you're listening, text me.
Yeah. One of them has the record of, I think, 7 seconds. And I don't know
how is that even possible?
You know, God works in mysterious ways. That's all I can say.
Do you go to church?
I go to religious college.
Oh, fuck. Class. Okay, but it's changing. There's not going to be a religion college. Yeah, I thought you said it was changing.
From a college to university.
Same fucking shit.
But, yeah, you know, I probably like, you know, it just takes however long it really wants to. If I want to make it a quick minute and a half or... I think I have the ability to.
There's been points where I'm like, I'll hold my breath.
You ever done it in school?
Yeah. Like often? Twice. No, okay. Twice.
Have like you? In class or like in my bathroom?
The fuck bathroom? Okay, I'm not like someone that would be sitting in the back of the room with some like Dustin Pawson shit. I'm not that fucking... That's fucking gross. No, I do that shit on the walls of the fucking bathroom stall. That's what I do.
Damn, good for you.
Thank you.
Never had the balls to do that. You know, there's days that I would think about it and I was just like...
Well, I know I mentioned a few episodes back the ice room.
Everybody has their ice room experience.
How many ice room experiences do you think you have though?
One person.
How many times with one person though?
6.
I was so upset. I was so into the ice room that I knew when the janitors would be down there.
Yeah, that's not a good thing, Devin.
No, it's not.
You know,
it really wasn't.
I think that's kind of an issue, to be honest. So if you're starting to get a schedule down,
I wasn't even focused on geometry at the time. I was focused on the ice that was downstairs.
The ice, yeah.
The ice. I was thirsty.
I bet you were. What year was this for you?
Fuck. Freshman? No. Yeah. Not freshman year. The end of freshman year?
And how old were you at the end of freshman year?
16.
How old were you? How old was the visitor in the ice room?
18? 17? 18?
How old were all the visitors in the ice room?
They were older than me. They were all older than me. I'm not one to go younger. I'm dating, she's 22.
You're 19?
I'm 19. Not bad. I like myself a little.
She got the whip.
She does got the whip.
She does got the whip.
She is my sugar mama.
Good for you. Happy for you.
Speaking of sugar mamas, do you have anyone that provides? Boyfriend, toaster oven, whatever they want to identify as.
What for me?
Services, money, car rides, booty hole lickings.
I have my own car.
I know that, but you don't always want to drive, do you?
No, but there's always something.
Have you ever taken an Uber before?
I have taken an Uber.
I've never taken
an Uber. I Uber a lot, actually, in college, because when we go to the club, shout out Bottoms Up, shout out Venue, yeah, I know it is.
This motherfucker's ghetto.
No, those are the clubs that we go to.
Where they don't check your ID?
No, they're 18 plus on certain nights, so I can actually get in.
I got invited to one of those. Well, you know, like all the white girls?
Yeah. It's...
I was going to go with like Mackenzie, Jordan, Bella, the twins. I was going to go with all of them, but I already had plans. And I was going to be like their chaperone. I was going to be like their big brother. Like anyone that was like grinding up on them. I was going to do that for them, but I was busy at the time.
Yeah, I've taken an Uber a few times. One time leaving the club, I almost walked back home. It was like a 25-minute walk. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. But I didn't have Uber downloaded on my phone. So walking home and all of a sudden, my friend's like, Jared, what are you doing? I'm like, walking back to the dorm. He's like, I got an Uber coming. So thank God. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. It was probably about 25 degrees out. I was wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
I don't know why. I love wearing shorts.
So
I don't,
too, especially when you're in the club and it's like you're starting to get.
Well, I personally haven't really been to like a club because I'm more of like a
casual.
I'm a casual. I want to sit down and
chill.
I want to relax. I don't want to jump around and shit.
No, I like that hype shit. No.
If I'm going to be dizzy, I want to sit down while doing it.
Understandable.
And plus, when you sit down and have a few, when you stand up, it hits you all at once.
All rushes to you.
It just rushes right to you. And that first piss, it triggers.
No, you never break the seal.
I break the seal.
You like breaking the seal.
I don't like breaking the seal. I feel like I have my bladder's small.
You like having the urge to pee, don't you?
No, that's really weird because I have a small bladder. Like I'll take a few sips of water, and next thing you know, I'm running to the bathroom.
That's how I'm feeling right now. I'm
with the soda. God damn.
But you know, shit happens.
I had coffee this morning.
I just started drinking coffee.
Me too. It really helps in college.
What do you drink?
Large double shot of vanilla.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. I get some Starbucks fucking fake white girls.
I can't drink Starbucks. I don't know what it is. It's too white for me.
Caramel crap.
I'm pale, but I'm not that pale.
Yeah, I'm not pale
at all. You're dark.
I am dark.
You're fucking roasted.
I'm a roast almond.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's all it is. I mean, college kind of sucks.
Sucks? You don't like it?
No, I love it.
Oh.
But classes.
I mean, yeah. I'm gonna change my major.
What are you changing to?
Sociology.
Taking it this year.
Nice. I'm taking it this year too. I'm not changing my major till next semester.
After this semester,
I'm changing it. It would just be easier because I'm taking some of the sociology courses now. So next year, I'm gonna have half of them done. So
you'll be set.
I'll be set.
Pretty fucking solid.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy for it.
Yeah, it's exciting.
You know, like 80% of people who get into one major in college,
they change it
after the.
And a lot of people like now they're not even going into college with the major. They're all going in undecided.
Yeah.
Deciding after their first year.
That's fucking. I should have done that shit.
I mean, it's whatever. It's not like you wasted time or anything.
Nah, fuck that shit. All right. We're rolling around 28 minutes now. The last episode, what I use to record my podcast on, it says 30 minutes. That shit's never 30 minutes. It never fucking does what I want it to do. Look, you can read it. FYI, you can record for 30 minutes max.
I see that.
Call me out when I said the fucking drinking joke the other night.
Did.
Very upset. So we're going to cut a little short today. Jared, any final words, any motivational fucking live your life to the fullest because I'm a dick and you're not.
Just live your life. Don't give a fuck about what other people think and drive fast, eat ass.
Well, you heard it here first. Drive fast, eat ass. So that means he would eat that sweaty woman's ass. That means
for
he would.
$15
million. $15
million. That's what it would cost.
15 cents?
No.
$15
million. I'd pay 15 cents.
I'm happy.
Does she fart in your mouth after?
That's disgusting, Devin.
I don't see a problem.
I know you don't.
Some dookie breath? How much would I have to pay you to get dookie breath?
A lot.
Like a right in someone's mouth.
$40 million.
$40 million.
That's gross.
I get like a crisp $10 bill. What's wrong with you? It's money.
Devin, you need to make money in different ways.
Yeah, Beauty Beyond CEO sponsorship today. Nelson Rosario, that would be $5. I need to start getting paid for this, Nelly. Your website's great, but get that income, son.
Income, you know. But great deals on there. Starting off $15. I mean, you really can't beat that. It's, you know, it's high quality jewelry and stuff like everything. I mean, it's good shit.
Very good shit. All right. Well, thank you, Jared Galoniak. You want to plug yourself before it ends?
Your
Instagram?
Go. I'll add it.
The time's running out.
Time's running out. So I'm going to hurry up and say real quick. Jared _ G887.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah, you already know.
Thank you for listening.
Oh, of course.
You want to say goodbye? Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you for having me.